Hello and welcome to Hockey Development Talk. Today I am with Lee Ibel from Hockey Wales. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you getting on?
Yeah, not too bad. Fairly busy at the minute, but busy with hockey, so I can't complain. So yeah, all good.
No, we could be busy with lots of other things outside of hockey, indeed. Cool. Do you want to introduce your role? Do you want to get straight into it? What's your role at Hockey Wales?
Yeah. So I've been at Hockey Wales full time now for coming up 3 years. Not too long. I'm a coach developer is my title, but part of that's looking after the clubs in the country, looking after our pathway coaches is my main remit. But since I've been in Hockey Wales, I've kind of taken on the overseeing of our pathway, our 360 pathway, which is our player development pathway for players aged 13 to 18 leading into the national squads. So yeah, my role is coach development for the clubs, coach development for our 360 coaches, and overseeing the player pathway as well. So yeah, that's what I'm busy doing 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. And then on the side of that, I also head coach of the under 18 boys, or the NAG boys, which incorporates the under 16, under 18 boys. So yeah, Hockey Wales is my life pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you said you are busy. That's of all of that.
Yeah. If it's not Monday to Friday, kind of doing the day job, which is not Monday to Friday, really, you know, it's evenings, weekends. But yeah, during this time of the year, the summer months, it's weekends are pretty much
non-existent.
Non-existent. You know, I think I've got 1-2 weekends free. You know, from the start of May through to the end of August, it's 2 weekends that I've got absolutely nothing on. Just with everything, yeah. You know, 16s, 18s, also helping out with the 21s as well. So yeah, it's Monday to Friday coach development, and then weekends it's working with the international and performance squad. So. But yeah, not much downtime, really.
No, not at all. No. So, do you want to just talk us through then the club stuff? What's going on in Wales with regards to, you know, the development, the coach development that you were talking on there, and how does that really work?
Yeah, so like I say, I came in to post 2.5-3 years ago now, and there'd never been a coach developer in Wales. It was a completely new role. I think it took a bit of time for people to understand what my role was, what is a coach developer, because obviously it was new. What does Lee really do? What is his role? How can he help us as a club? And I still think that's an issue here and there. Some people maybe don't get what is a coach developer. You know, and my role really is to go out, support the clubs, coaches that in those clubs, go and work with them in their environments, go and watch their sessions. Be you know, a sounding board for them to email me, give me a call if they've got any, you know, coaching questions or challenges, they just want to run something by me. And initially when I first started it, we kind of looked at the bigger clubs within Wales who have got on the biggest junior sections, and did some CPD work there, went in and did some workshops, spoke to their coaches who were working with the youth at those clubs, kind of say, well, look, this is the philosophy, this is the kind of the coaching style we're looking to push within Wales. How can we go about implementing that in your club, and therefore developing, you know, more players within your clubs, keeping more players involved, getting more youngsters attracted to the sport and keeping them there, and as a spin-off, you know, developing players who could then go on and play for Wales and be involved in the Hockey Wales pathway. Part of my role, as I work for Hockey Wales, but I'm part of the GB coaching team. You know, led by Stuart Guys and the coach developers within England. So I meet with them regularly. And my job, I suppose, is to implement the GB coaching strategy within Wales. You know, however that looks, you know, it might look slightly different to how, you know, Matt Way or somebody's doing it over in England, because just the way the country is, and the way our club setup is, and the way that, you know, the geography of the country. But yeah, it's to, you know, as Stuart would like me to say, develop more, better, happier players by, you know, making the coaches better. So yeah, however that looks, putting on workshops, working with coaches who are really keen within the clubs. And I've got a little team of coach developers now who work with me, and who I can send out to the clubs. And though clubs, if they, if kind of, there's no real formal way we of clubs requesting support. Initially, we tried that and it didn't quite land. You know, getting clubs to apply and state why they wanted the support, and we'd then work with four or five key clubs who we decided, you know, deserved the support or were the ones we thought best needed the support at that time. But now it's kind of, as I'm going around, I might see somebody on a workshop who kind of seems really keen and they're like, oh, this has been amazing, this workshop. I wish we could have more of this. Well, actually, you can. I've got a guy here. He can come out and watch you three or four times this season and give you some feedback and give you some pointers. And, you know, he can be there at the end of an email. He can be your mentor for the season. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So it kind of happens in an informal way at the minute. Just as and when I'm seeing, you know, people who are keen, really. And that's the thing for me is, you know, people say, you know, what makes a good coach? I think just enthusiasm to begin with. You know, somebody who's just keen, you don't have to know, you know, you don't have to, you know, you've never done coaching before. If you just got keen, you're keen and you've got enthusiasm, then, you know, we'll work with you, you know, and we'll give you that support. And that's the main thing, really. So, yeah, that's how it looks with the clubs. Put on workshops. Coach education courses, the old, you know, the more traditional stuff. But yeah, what I'm trying to do is more is get out there and do that more bespoke work within the clubs, get out there, watch them coach in their environment, sit with them in the bar afterwards, exchange a few text messages. How do you think the session went? You know, all that kind of business, and actually help them live and in the moment with their coaching rather than, you know, always remotely away at a course or something like that.
Yeah. So what do you think the challenge is around that? Is it because of the landscape of Wales and the sort of the way that the clubs are, and it, you know, it is a fairly large place, but you know, it's quite hard to get from A to B. What do you think the main challenge is that people don't A, probably understand that, but B, take the offer up? What do you?
I think, yeah, probably a lack of understanding in some respects, and that's just because it's still a fairly new role, and you know, and people, you know, like I said before, is they see coaching within my title and they just think, you know, it's kind of, okay, when can you put the next workshop? When's the next level two? I always get that. And it's like, you know, when's the next coaching course? Can you find us a coach for our hockey club? Which is fine. And that's part of my role. But what I'm trying to say to them is, well, hang on a minute. Rather than me try and find you a coach, which is pretty hard, we're not got hundreds of people banging my door down saying, you know, we want to coach different clubs or whatever. It's, well, how about within your club we identify two or three people who possibly could become some of your coaches, and let's work with them. You know, I'll come to you in your club and we'll, you know, we'll identify the people and we'll help them become coaches, and we'll produce your own coach rather than going out and trying to find somebody that maybe doesn't exist and we can't find, you know. I think, yeah, that's one part of it, is just people understanding how I can help them. And then also, yeah, the landscape is difficult. You know, we're heavily populated in the south, you know, in Cardiff, Newport, heading across to Swansea. It's quite heavily populated, and that's where our kind of our bigger clubs are. And then up north, you know, you've got a fair few clubs up there, and it's a bit easy to get to with the road access. But then, you know, once you get out of Cardiff and the valleys, and you're up into Mid Wales and West Wales, you know, it's a fair old trek to most places. But they're the clubs we want to support as well. So, you know, there's no reason why, you know, we can't get out there. It might be, you know, it's a little more difficult, a little bit more challenging to get people out there. But also probably those clubs are not quite aware of what we offer. You know, because they are a little bit more remote. It might feel a little bit more removed and detached from what we're doing, you know, at HQ, so to speak. And that, you know, what we're offering is not for them. And what I say to them is it's open. Any club in Wales, you know, I'm paid to be their resource, you know, and what I'm saying is use me. And probably, you know, some clubs have, some coaches use me a lot. Some coaches, you know, who I'd like to use me more, don't use me. Any club that comes to me, any person that comes to me and says, you know, we need support, help, we want, you know, can we have some input from you for coaching, whether it's me or I get somebody else, then I'm 100% going to do that. But I suppose, it's just lack of understanding in some respects of what my job title is and what my role is. And then just some clubs who, you know, they do their own thing out in the rural areas, and and don't have much contact with the governing body, full stop. So therefore, why would they, you know, send an email into this bloke they've never met and they don't really know what he does and ask for help when maybe they don't know the help they want. You know, they're just cracking on with what they're doing, and that's great. But, you know, I want to get out there and support them. Can we get a few more coaches in their club, which might help them get a few more members, because they've got capacity then to deliver to more people, you know, and if the coaching's better, more people will stay, because a lot of the clubs I'm speaking about there are, you know, they're one team clubs, and, you know, if a few players left, they'd be struggling to put a team out, and that we 100% don't want that. You know, even if we can't grow them into two or three team clubs, even just making sure they're a sustainable and thriving one team club, then that's part of my role, and that's what we want to do at Hockey Wales. So
cool. So for anybody that is listening, that's in there and they haven't spoke to you around it, just do you want to give the listeners a bit of an idea of one success of something that you've done within that club program that's sort of sticks in your mind a bit? I'm putting you on spot, so apologies.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, there's probably a few that have been really successful, but you know, a Carmarthen Hockey Club are a brilliant example, because Carmarthen's a fairly big town in comparison to most places in Wales, but it's still a little bit detached from where, you know, the main hub of activity is going on. You know, you're still, you know, an hour and a half or so on a good run from Cardiff, and you kind of, you know, there's not much going on outside of Carmarthen town itself, but, you know, their ladies section, you know, running a few teams and really successful, and they're growing all the time. Their junior section is just, you know, booming in the last couple of years. You know, they've probably doubled, tripled the amount of junior members they've got. And they've got a men's team running now, which they didn't have before. You know, they've got a men's team playing some development league stuff. And I think, you know, they've got more than enough players probably to put out nearer two teams now, which is brilliant. And a lot of that is because just the keenness of the coaches there. You know, we approached them and said, look, we'll come in and support you. And they lapped it up straight away, and we went down there, and there was three or four coaches who were really engaged, who we worked with pretty exclusively, you know, going in, watching their sessions, getting them some feedback, helping them out during the sessions, giving some advice and some pointers, and just being there as a sounding board and a support mechanism, you know, on their shoulder while they're delivering. Any CPD, any workshops that we put on, you know, I know there's always four or five of those guys will always be there. They'll be the first names on the sheet. You know, pretty much everything I host out west at the minute is always at Carmarthen, because they'll find me the room, they'll sort everything out, because they're just so keen to be involved. And I think they've become so keen, and they embrace what we do, because we've been out there supporting them. You know, we've shown that we'll go to them, and they don't have to come to us all the time, but now they are coming to us. And I think that's been the great success. Is we put on an event in Cardiff the other week, where we had Zach Jones, our senior men's head coach, giving a talk and watching a senior men's session. And, you know, a couple of them from Carmarthen came, and, like, you know, I don't think that would have happened previously, but because we've been to them and we've shown willing and we've gone and supported them within their environment, you know, they've gone, hang on a minute, they're really supporting us here. They're showing an interest. They're giving us something, you know, we feel valued. And then that's brought them into, you know, brought them to Cardiff to access some more CPD. And that's a real success for me. And maybe it wouldn't have happened if we hadn't have gone in there first.
That's cool.
You know, so I think, you know, that's one of the success stories. There's been others. There's a few other clubs as well, but yeah, Carmarthen for me is the one I always look at and go, do you know what, we've made significant progress in there, and the club is really thriving, and I know, you know, they're fully on board with what we do, and anything that I put on, they're fully supportive of it. So that's been a highlight for me over the last couple of years, really.
Nice. And just before we came on to record this, you said you were just looking at planning for next season. So just to finish off talking about the club bit, what are the plans for next season? What's the future going to look like for Hockey Wales with club support next season? Carrying on looking the same?
Yeah, I think that's where we're at the minute, is just having a bit of review of the club stuff. My hope is that I can still fund, you know, two or three people to go out and do the good work. So it's not necessarily, you know, if it's just me trying to cover everywhere, then we're just not going to get the impact. Whereas if I can... if I can coordinate it and go in with specific clubs who we target, then we'll get more value and more bang for our buck, so to speak. So the plan for me, yeah, is if I can, you know, get 3 or 4 people working for me and going out to those clubs and working with them, we'll continue to do that. So we'll you know, we'll identify those clubs, or clubs will kind of pop out the woodwork because they'll show a bit of an interest on workshops and coaches who you kind of just get, you know, you speak to and you think, hang on a minute, they're really keen. We'll get in there and we'll work with you. But my job is probably looking at, for me, from a personal point of view, is looking at a few of our ladies clubs who have just gone into the Southwest of England League. So that's been a massive change this year. Previously, our women's clubs played within South Wales League and there was a ceiling. You know, you played in the South Wales Prem and that was it. You know, you couldn't, there was no movement across the border into the English leagues like there is with the men. But they've opened up the league. So the top two from our South Wales Prem last year got promoted and will go into the Southwest of England League. So they're one division below the new conference that's been made. And, you know, so they've got a pathway up into that now. So my sitting down the other week and having conversations with a few people is probably my efforts next year is to speak to those guys, those two clubs in particular, and work with those coaches to help support them in this new league, which is going to be a step up. Going to be more traveling, it's going to be, you know, an increased, you know, no disrespect to the South Wales League, but an increased quality week on week. That's the whole idea of opening it up and getting promotion. So they're going to encounter better quality opposition week by week, you know, traveling further distances. So my job is to support the coaches is, well, you've gone up a league now, well, what is it, you know, do you need a little bit more tactical input, you know, how do you manage, you know, you're traveling longer distances, you know, you're going to train twice a week, maybe just step up in professionalism of, you know, of the setup. So yeah, I think from my personal point of view, we're going to be quite targeted in 2 or 3 clubs who are, who've made significant progress in the last couple of years. And they're going to be playing a little bit higher standard because ultimately a lot of our junior girls who are involved in our pathway and our national squads will be playing for those clubs. So therefore it's a benefit to, you know, to the whole of Wales, the clubs itself, to help them get better and grow and become more successful. But also, you know, developing players that go on and play representative stuff for Wales at either 16s, 18s, or hopefully, you know, in the future at senior level. So so that's the plans with the club stuff. So should be quite good fun next year. I'm looking forward to being quite targeted in that kind of say performance club environment and seeing where we can, you know, where we can take those clubs and where we can help those coaches take those clubs, really.
Sounds busy, mate.
Yeah,
that bit on its own, you know, you think about, wow, that could take a fair bit of working out, couldn't it?
I mean that's, you know, I need to kind of sit down with those clubs and say, well, what will it look like? How's that? What support is it exactly you need? Because one coach at one club's, you know, going to be totally different to another depending on their experience. You know, one might need more tactical, you know, help and advice. You know, involve, you know, the game and the principles and the playing side of it. You know, another one might need, well, you know, I'm managing a bigger squad. I'm managing, you know, I'm having to, you know, manage dropping players and that kind of thing. So it's another side of coaching. You know, it's not just going in there and going, right, we're going to do this. It's, you know, it's for me to go in and sit down with that coach for the first few sessions, the first few meetings, and go, well, what is it that you really need? What is it that you are struggling with? What is it that you want to know more about? What is it that you feel you need to know, you need to get better at that's going to help your team become a better team? You know, and that'll be different for both of them. And then, yeah, just a few workshops and stuff for the other club coaches, you know, within. We did one last year, which was pretty successful. Going to look to do it again the start of this season, and probably another one mid-season for all the coaches. We targeted the South Wales Women's League, all the coaches that were coaching teams within that setup, and those the top two divisions within our women's leagues within South Wales, and also invited the North Wales one. And that's one thing you got to be careful of, because we're based in Cardiff, is making sure that, you know, the North and the rest of the country isn't forgotten about, because like I say, we are all pretty much based in the south. It's making sure you're getting all of them. So last year we did a targeted CPD day for the women's clubs within the whole of Wales, and you know, got Gwyn Williams from the under 18 girls to come in and speak about what he was doing with the under 18 girls and how the club teams could help develop the girls who are playing within that set, you know, within that league. You know, then that would help Gwyn out as a national coach, because, yeah, I'd say 95% of the girls who are playing within our pathway, within our under 16 and 18 teams, they're playing in the South Wales or the North Wales Women Premier League. So it's great to have Gwyn come in there and talk about what he's looking for and how they're playing within the NAG girls. And, you know, I know the coaches really appreciate it, because they're going, right, we know we can go back and implement some of this stuff because we've got two or three girls at our club who are there and we want them to continue being in the NAG squad, you know. So yeah, stuff like that is in the plan for the clubs in the coming season, and that's kind of my job over the next couple of months while it's a bit of the off season and quiet time, is to get all that stuff in the calendar, get everything booked in and get that out of the club, so they've got enough notice to get along and be involved in those days.
Well, I look forward to seeing how that goes, mate.
That sounds
really, really interesting. And it's really good to, you know, to see that as much as England hockey, Wales hockey, Scottish hockey are different organisations, there's still some joined up thinking within there. Yes, there's joined up thinking anyway with the Great Britain coaching stuff. But what you were talking about, club stuff, there is similar things to what myself in relationship manager world in England hockey have been talking about, and how we can engage with clubs a bit further and what do we need to think about and consider. So I like that. I, the idea that you've put together there is... Yeah,
I think like I said, the big thing is going out to them and you as a governing body, you as an organisation, reaching out to them, because, you know, people see governing bodies in all different kinds of ways and have different views on them, and, you know, see them as a bit distant and remote. And, well, where's the connection there? You know, they're the governing body, but, you know, what do they have to do with us apart from collect our membership or whatever? You know, and stuff like that. Well, it's showing them what their membership's getting. Yeah. You know, what you're paying each year. Well, you're getting this is what you're getting. This is what you're getting, your value for money. You're getting lease time. You're getting Hockey Wales expertise and input into your club. So yeah, the more we can show that, I think the better. Then the engagement it starts to work both ways. If you don't reach out to them first, you know, why should they reach out to you? And you know, that's yeah, I understand that, to be fair.
Yeah, indeed. But then that, how you've just worded it there, just, you know, I've had a few conversations in the past where it is, without, you know, not being political or anything, but like, yes, you are paying for this, so, you know, I'm offering to help, like you're offering to help, and I find it pretty mad that you don't want to even acknowledge that. But you know, all you can do is try. So
yeah, I'd rather be, you know, absolutely oversubscribed and then, you know, absolutely you know, hammering, getting the value for money, and going, hang on a minute, this is too much. Please, if you're listening to this, the club's out in Wales, you know, get in touch. Yeah, if you've got anything, get in touch. Coaching, come and drop me an email, give me a ring. Details are on the website. I'm easy to get hold of. So
Yes, indeed. Okay, player pathway, as I would call it. You've got your 360, isn't it? So how does that work? Anybody out there thinks, right, my child, we're now living in Wales or on the Welsh border, how do I get involved in this, and what actually is it?
So 360 program is our player pathway. So in simple terms, it's like performance centres in England, for people who are aware of those. It's our version of that. So we've got players from, they can nominate themselves into the program once they're in year eight of school. So they're in year eight, so they're 12, going to be turning 13 that year. They can nominate themselves into the pathway, and that's the big thing, is it's self nomination. So anybody who has got Welsh eligibility, whether that's grandparents, parents born in Wales, or they're living in Wales for, you know, for certain period of time, they can nominate themselves into our pathway. And I suppose the reason we've done self-nomination is so we don't miss anybody. You know, and it's years ago when I was involved as a player and stuff, stuff, it was like, well, how did, you know, you speak to other guys, how did you get into Wales? It's like, I don't know, it's kind of more luck than judgment and more accident than design. And, you know, the amount of players we probably missed out on because it was kind of, I don't know how it was done previously. It was just kind of like who you knew and maybe a coach nominated you here, or you had some trials or whatever at a certain point, and some people came to the trials, some people didn't come to the trials, and some people got cut from the trials who maybe were actually good enough. They just had a bad day, you know what I mean? So it was. I don't know how it was done really previously because I wasn't involved, but now we've got a self-nomination program where, yeah, anybody who has Welsh eligibility between the ages of 13 and 18 can just go on the website, click apply, and sign themselves up for a centre.
Okay.
It's as simple as that, really.
And those centres, how are they run? Are they all year round?
We run September to April, so pretty much the season, really. And we had a bit of a review the other week, and there's going to be a bit of a revamp of it and maybe a couple of extra centres and change of locations for this season. But essentially, we've had two centres running up north and three centres running down south. And then they feed into, so they would be called our 360 centres.
Yeah.
And then they feed into a 360 Aspire centre. So we had one in the south and one in the north. So the three 360 centres in the south, players would go to that. And when they were deemed ready, they would be nominated up into the Aspire centre within their region. And also, if you're a national age group player, it's compulsory that you attend the Aspire centres as well. Once you're in Aspire, you then, you know, you train in there, and if you're, you know, performing well, then players will be nominated into the national squad for the coaches there to have a little look at them within the national setup. So they'll be invited to a couple of training days and a few camps, mm-hmm. to see whether, you know, that's the right environment for them and are they ready for that kind of level of hockey. It's a fairly fluid pathway. People move up and down, and you know, there's no entry or selection point. You know, people nominate themselves at any point throughout the season. So you know, the majority will nominate, you know, will apply in August for a September start. But you know, if somebody picks it up and moves to Wales in November or December, then they can just come on the website and they can apply, and we'll get them into a centre somewhere. Because we don't want to have a situation where we do a cutoff in September, because the amount of development, you know, somebody between the age of 13 and 18 can do between, you know, September and March, April is huge. You know, 6 months or so, you know, a kid of 14 could go from being, you know, not the world's greatest player, but could then all within 6 months, just with physical changes, etc., just could suddenly it could click and they. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to miss out on that player till, you know, another 12 months time. We want to make sure that player, you know, when they're ready and they're good enough, they get the opportunity. So that's how it works. It's we're looking at a few changes for next year, a couple of extra centres, a couple of location changes.
How many centres do you have currently of that?
So currently we have three in the south. We've got one in Cwmbran, one in Swansea, one in the A470 in USW at Pontypridd up there. And then we've got one in Colwyn Bay and one in Wrexham. So there are five 360 centres.
Yeah.
And then we've got an Aspire centre at Wrexham.
Yeah.
And then we've got an Aspire centre in Cardiff. So if you were in Swansea and you were, you know, you were playing well and the coach thought, hang on a minute, you know, this kid's really, really showing something here, they would then be nominated up into Cardiff. So they then go and train in Cardiff for a period of time, and the coach would look at them and decide, yeah, this is the right environment for you. They might go to Cardiff and it's like, actually, I can see you've got ability. I can see why you've been sent here, but you're maybe not quite ready in this environment with the national age group players and with some of the other players that have been nominated in from some of the other centres. Actually, go back now to Swansea. Here's a few things to work on. You've seen what it's like at this level. Hopefully that should give you the enthusiasm and motivation to want to get back here. And you also know what you need to do to be able to compete and thrive and be involved in that environment. So that's how we want it to be. You know, people move up and down and have a taster here, and you know, it's a fluid process. So, yeah, I mean, it's not perfect as it is, but you know, it's not it isn't quite where we want it to be, but that's what we're striving for, you know. Okay. Get it,
it does sound similar to the pathway here, yeah, in the fact of kids get nominated for Development Centre, which is county run, and obviously yes, they then do have this progression into academy centre at most counties, where there is some kind of deselection. Some counties continue running development centres, some don't, they just run the academy centre, and then it's from the academy centre that they get nominated to performance centre, which yeah, is your Aspire section there, and yeah, if they're not quite ready, that's where the feedback is given back to them to go and work on it, the AC centre. But yeah, I mean, there's definite
similarities.
There's food for thought about how you're sort of working that as well. In my head, I was just thinking, oh, there's definite food for thought within there. So,
yeah, I mean, like I say, we're having a big revamp. I say big revamp. It's fairly big revamp in terms of a few things this year. But yeah, it's just it's not that fluid pattern. The fluid pathway is what we really want to get to, where players do go up and they do go down again, and they move, you know, and they have a bit of a taster. It's, you know, but still we get the situation where if players go up and then they're kind of told, you know, look, yeah, you've done all right this last few weeks, but you're not quite ready, but we can see, you know, your potential, and you go back to your 360 centre and work on this. There is a tendency that kids do drop out, and that's, you know, because they're just like, well, okay, we've gone back down, and there is a, you know, they feel like, oh, actually, it's not for me anymore. I've gone up. I've not quite made it. And it's just changing kind of the education and the mindset around that look, you know, it's not a linear journey. It's not you move up and then you're only ever going to move up, up, up and up. It might be you move up, you move down, you move up, you move up. Yeah. You have a knockback, you know, you take two steps forward, one step back, whereas, you know, and it's trying to get that into the players when they come into the pathway, and also the parents as well, and educating them that actually, look, them going up, having a bit of a taster, and then going back down, this is the best for their long-term development.
Yeah.
This is
yeah,
the right thing for them, you know, for them to go and see what it's like at the next step. Because if they don't see that, they won't know what they need to get better at.
Yeah.
They won't quite grasp how much they need to work on that aspect of their game. They won't quite understand, you know, we can tell them, oh, look, the intensity is a bit better. You know, you've got your first touch has got to be better. You've got to be tighter on the ball. But unless they go and experience that, it doesn't sit as well with them until they go and actually, you know, experience it. You know, you can say it to them 100 times, look, you need to be quicker on the ball. But until they go up and they realize, oh, hang on a minute, I've got to be quicker on the ball here, then it starts to sink in, I think, and that's where players then go, oh, you know, I know what I need to work on now once they've actually experienced it. So that's where we want to get the pathway to, that it's really fluid, people moving up and down. That's obviously, we have to manage that. You know, we got 400 kids across the program, across the country, across sort of seven, eight centres, nine centres it'll probably be come September, you know, all spread across the far north in Colwyn Bay and out Swansea and down in Cardiff and Wrexham. So you've got 400 players and trying to make sure everything's as joined up and as linked up as it possibly can be, and that the coaches are on pretty much the same page in terms of what they're looking for. You know, we've got over 20 coaches working across those centres, so making sure they're all aligned in their thinking and that what they're looking for in a player in terms of the player characteristics and the end in mind stuff is, you know, what they're looking for in Colwyn Bay is exactly the same as what they're looking for in Swansea.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, when Swansea nominate a player into the Cardiff Aspire Centre and Cumbran nominate somebody in, they're pretty much, they're looking at the same thing. We're not getting totally different types of players and different things being looked at and being poles apart. That's part of my job, is to work with the coaches and make sure, you know, what we're doing is fairly aligned. But at the same time, we want the coaches delivering in their way and being themselves. You know, we want them delivering the sessions in an authentic way that is true to their character and their coaching style and their personality. So we don't want robots. We want the sessions to be different, but they are aligned in terms of they're working on the same principles and the same themes. But they're just maybe delivered in a different way that's you know, bespoke to that coach.
This is perfectly fine. perfectly fine. Yeah. We've got the development themes to get delivered. You've got the end in mind where we're trying to get the kids to and everything like that. So yeah, no, completely see how that works. So I'm just going to get this so it's clear in my head and hopefully listeners, people as well. They're at a club. They think, oh, quite fancy trying to understand, getting into 360. Go on your website, Hockey Wales website. Is it junior section? Does it come under national?
Yeah, so it'll come under, if you go on the website, it'll come under performance. And there's a separate tab for 360. It's pretty easy to find. If you type in Hockey Wales 360 into Google, it'll come up straight away as the top search on there. So it's pretty easy to find. And yeah, for just early August is when the registration process, the sign-up process begins. And then our centre start kind of the second weekend, generally in September. Just a bit of planning over the next few weeks.
Fill out the form with details of them, club they're at, centre they're going to go to if possible.
It'll be an online form which club, school, location, parents, contact details, etc. It'll ask them what center they'd like to go to, and generally 99% of the time we can get them into that center, but obviously the earlier you sign up, the more chance you've got of being in the center that you want to be in. But you know, even if we're pretty confident we get everybody into a centre somewhere. We don't want to leave anybody out. And actually, having more centres this year, we should be able to. There shouldn't be anybody, you know, waiting to get in anywhere. That's not what we want. If anyone wants to play, we want to make sure they're playing. Like I say, it's a self-nomination process. It's on the player and the parent to do it. But you know, this is the thing I've said before. Look, clubs, you know, clubs out there in Wales, if you think you've got players who should be going to 360 and you want them to be going to 360, you know, tell those players, go and say to them, I think you're good enough, you know, or I think you're the right person to go to 360. You know, I think it'll be a good thing for you, get more hockey. You know, I think it's, you know, have you heard about it? Because maybe some of the players, some of the parents who are new to hockey haven't. So, you know, the club coaches out there, the clubs, they all know about 360. So although we're not getting the clubs to nominate the players, we're getting the players to nominate themselves. There's no issue for me with the club coaches, you know, saying to their players who they coach, going, you know, have you thought about 360? Why not give it a go? You know, and pushing those kids towards it. You know, ultimately, then it's the kids' decision and the parents' decision whether they want to do it. Yeah. But we want to get as many kids involved as we possibly can. You know, I want to be at the stage where, hang on a minute, we have got to get more centres. There's demand for more centres because ultimately it's a player pathway, but it's a talent development pathway. And we're trying to make as many kids as good as they possibly can. And whether they go on to play for Wales or not, yes, I want players to go on and play for Wales, but that's not the driver. The driver is every kid who comes along to that centre becomes a better player. And whether they play second team, third team, fourth team, they become the club secretary in 10 years' time. They are a better hockey player, better person because of their involvement in 360. And if as a result and a byproduct and a spin-off, they end up playing for the national age group team, they end up getting games for the under-16s or 18s, or they go on to play for the seniors team, then absolutely fantastic, brilliant. You know, that's what we're trying to do within the pathway as well, is develop players, future senior international players. But ultimately, every single player who comes to 360, the idea is we make as many players in Wales between the age of 13 and 18 better, because then that's going to help the game grow. That's going to help our clubs become better, become stronger. And that's what it is for me. It's a talent development program which has a spin-off and a byproduct that it's our vehicle to getting players within to our national pathway and national setup.
Absolutely. And my only other question on that would be cost. Is it, how does that work?
There's a cost. It's been £130 for the season for the last two, 3 years. We haven't really upped prices. I'll probably say now we're probably going to up it by by a tenner or something this year. We need to decide on a price. Yeah. But even so, you know, when you actually work it out, the players get 46, approximately 46 hours over the season. And when you work it out, it's like £3 an hour or something like that, you know, which is pretty good value for money. You know, I think, you know, and if you look at some of the other hockey camps and stuff that are run and summer camps, you look at it and go, well, actually, you know, they're charging a lot more than we are, and which is still good value, you know, and parents see it as good value. But actually, you look at what we're doing, what we bring in is just goes straight back into the program. We very rarely, you know, it's generally a break-even kind of thing. We're not taking any more money than we need to run the program itself. If we do make any money out of it, it's reinvested back into the program or back into the pathway somewhere. So, you know, the money is used, you know, to develop, you know, young players within Wales between 13 and 18. So, but yeah, it's not profit. It literally is. We're bringing in what we need to run, you know, a quality program. And I think, yeah, the players, like I say, 46 hour contact hours throughout the season. You know, I think that's, you know, the value's there and the quality's there. So I think I'm kind of confident and happy, and you know, to say what we're given is excellent quality, really.
Mm. Sounds good. Yeah. So just on that, this obviously you've had the centres, you're looking to develop possible other centres, a little bit of a revamp as you were talking about. Is there more engagement now within that than there was, say, 18 months ago, 2 years of clubs embracing it? Because you spoke about coach development where it has improved, but there's still a lot of work to do to get more clubs in. Does this have a bigger engagement through Club World?
I think so, yeah. I think 360 has been, you know, in the 360 brand, so it's probably been running 8-9 years now. I wasn't involved in that initial setup of it, and it's changed each year going forward. You know, it looks different now to what it did 8-9 years ago when I look back over the old files and folders and look at what it was. So it's changed. I think we've got more club engagement than we've ever had. Players, you know, yeah, like I say, the numbers are probably bigger than we've ever had over the last few years. It just seems, I think people are getting what we're doing more and more now. They understand that, you know, look, 360 is just another opportunity for players to come and get, you know, every other Sunday, 3 hours of quality coaching on the pitch. And that's what the players want. You know, they want to be on the pitch more. You know, within Wales, we're a small nation, you know, not got huge numbers playing the sport. So the amount of opportunity for our guys, our young players, to get on the pitch is probably less than it is in England. You know, and you speak to people in England and they want the kids on the pitch a lot more than they are. You know, we want to be on the pitch more hours of the week, but it's not possible, you know, in certain ways. And that's the same within Wales. It's even harder, I think. So the more we can get our players on the pitch, the better. And I think players and parents are embracing that. And also now, you know, clubs have, they now understand that, you know, if players want to play for Wales at 16s and 18s, this is the route.
This is the
only route into it. You know, you come into 360, and the reason it's the only route is because it makes it fair for everybody. You know, nobody's left out. Nobody can say, well, I didn't have the opportunity, because it's a self-nomination process. Anyone can join 360 program. If you're eligible to play for Wales, you can join a 360 program. Even if you're not eligible to play for Wales, but you're in Wales, you know, living for a period of time because your parents have relocated with work or whatever, then more than happy for them to come along, you know, and get involved in it. But I think, yeah, that's the thing, is people now understand that actually, if I want to play for Wales, this is the way to go about it, and I have to go through the 360 pathway because it's fair. You know, I thought back the other day of, you know, when I played for the under 16s, I don't know how the hell I got there. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. My dad just said, oh, you're going to Cardiff next week. I was like, oh, right. Okay. I think some bloke who was coaching the under 16s had been up at Chester Hockey Club one afternoon and said, is anybody here Welsh? And my dad had said, oh, my son's Welsh. And he said, all right, well, I'll send him a letter in a few weeks and he can come down to Cardiff for a trial. And, you know, and each year you just, you turn up at 16s and 18s and you'd have a one-day assessment camp, and it's like, well, I've no idea where he's come from, who's he, but, you know, I think it was like some people were just in because they were in the year before.
Yeah.
Some people had, you know, the coach had rung up the national coach and said, we need these players in. But then, you know, some school teacher might have done it, or then the coach might have seen some players that they'd seen. And it was like, how many players we missed out on and didn't get the opportunity to play for Wales was, you know, it probably hundreds, you know, and that's what we don't want. We just want everybody who wants to, we want them to have the opportunity to play for Wales, but also just become a better hockey player. So, yeah.
Sounds class, mate. Sounds so much better now than obviously processes before. It's really good to hear that the clubs are engaging in that, because that's massive. If you can get the clubs and the schools engaging, it does mean that the kids will come. If they're pushing it, they're promoting it, then there's more likelihood that's going to happen. So, look, part three was going to be about you and your coaching. I'm fully aware that 45 minutes is what people want on a podcast, so I think we're going to have to come back. And
fine,
we're definitely going to have to do a 40-minute about Lee Ibel's journey in playing, coaching. Would that be all right?
Yeah, that's fine, mate. Yeah, like I'm more than happy to
the return of Lee.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to chat a bit more about hockey and coaching. And yeah, like I said at the start, it's just pretty much my life with the pathway and then, you know, my actual coaching on the side of that, so to speak, what you know, the coaching I actually do myself. So yeah, I'm more than happy to come back. It's it's been great to just talk through all the stuff we talked about. To be fair, in terms of, you
we've
know,
definitely done Wales well there. There's lots of information. I'm really hopeful that we do have some Wales clubs that do engage on social media with us. So that's really good.
Hopefully
there'll be some more when this gets put out there. But yeah, mate, really useful. People want to contact you. Easiest route just through Hockey Wales. Contact details.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's lee.ibel@hockeywales.org.uk if you want to email me. But if you go on the Hockey Wales website, you should be able to find it pretty easily on the staff pages there. But yeah, email is the best way to get in touch. And yeah, anybody, you know, whether it's anywhere in the world, doesn't matter, whether it's Wales, if anybody wants, you got any questions, what we're doing. You know, wants any more information about what we're doing, what we talked about there in terms of 360 or coach development, then yeah, by all means, I'm more than happy to chat to people. It's always good to
awesome.
Do so. Yeah, and always, mate.
Thanks, mate. Right, I'll be in touch about sort of round two, Lee Ibel journey. There we go.
No problem.
Really good chatting. So thanks very much for all that info.
Thanks, mate.